News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Workplace well-being, mindfulness and meditation have become buzzwords in the modern office and workplace. We're told it can help with workplace productivity, but a new study says otherwise. They say they can actually be harmful to your motivation to work. Andy Haffenbrack, Professor of Organisational Behaviour at Católica Lisbon School of Business and Economics, has been studying the impact of mindfulness and motivation at work. He joins us now. Andy, tell us about the study you did and what exactly you found.
So what we did was we randomly assigned people to different conditions, and in one condition, they listened to an 8 or 15 minute focused breathing type mindfulness meditation recording that gave them instructions on how to focus on their breathing and reminded them to reconnect their attention to their breathing. And then in the control conditions, depending on the study, we had them listen to a recording that just told them to think of whatever comes to mind, and this is just mind wandering, it's not a form of meditation, or we ask them to read the news for the same amount of time or just write about their past day. And
how did they get off it?
So after they were in a condition, we told them, okay, we're giving you a task to do, either complete these word problems, or you're going to copy some text, or you're going to do some kind of like white collar type office job, small task you might see. And before they did the task, we asked them, how motivated are you to do this? And the people who just meditated said they were less motivated than the people in the control condition. But then they actually did the task, and there was no difference whether they meditated or not. And so a lot of people seem to assume mindfulness is good for everything. They might think, okay, it's going to improve motivation, it's going to improve performance, and we found neither. It actually reduced their motivation, and it did nothing to their performance.
Andy, can I put this in layman's terms, and you can tell me if this is what essentially you found. Were people so chilled out after doing the mindfulness that they couldn't really be bothered to do the work?
Yeah, pretty much. And it's kind of like when you've just meditated, a couple of things are going on. One is you're just focusing on the present moment, and you kind of already feel good, and you don't need to find something to do to prove yourself that you feel good. You don't have to kind of, achieve something in order to feel this sense of satisfaction, because the meditation has already kind of artificially created it for you.
Now, I get from what you're saying, and maybe I'm misinterpreting, you're not opposed to mindfulness and you don't think it's necessarily a bad concept, but you're saying it's not a panacea for everything. Is that a fair summation of where you're coming from?
Yeah, exactly. Because I'm not saying that all of the other, 2,000, 3,000 articles showing benefits of meditation are wrong. I think they're probably right. I just want people to think about mindfulness and meditation as a specific thing that has specific consequences. So we shouldn't just assume it's going to be good for everything. We shouldn't tell people, right before you're going to do a difficult task, you should meditate, because, maybe that will take people's edge off. Maybe it will make them less kind of energized to do something, and they need that energization.
Okay, fascinating study. Thank you indeed for joining us. Andy Haffenbrack, Professor of Organization Behavior at Católica Lisbon School of Business and Economics.